Shalom uvracha to all. Welcome back to Torah Limecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horitz, and today we will be learning lessons from the Haftorah for Chag HaShavuot. The Haftorah is the same in Chutz La'aretz on day one as in Eretz Yisrael on Chag HaShavuot. So this Haftorah applies to all of Am Yisrael. Haftorah Yom Rishon Shel Shavuot. Okay, it comes from Sefer Yechezkel. Parak Aleph, Psukim Aleph through Chav Ches, and then Ashkenazim and Svardim add one extra Pasuk, which is Parak Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis. So it's Parak Aleph, Psukim Aleph through Chav Ches, Parak Gimel Pasuk Yud Dalet. So I'm going to tell you, it's the Maaser Merkava of Yechezkel's vision. Yechezkel was unique, Yechezkel ben Buzi, amongst the prophets of Israel, because he received his prophecy in Bavel, in Galut, in Chutz La'aretz, as opposed to the other Nevi'im who received their prophecy in Eretz Yisrael. This reminds us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is everywhere, even when the Jews are in Galut and in Chutz La'aretz, Rachmana Letzan, there is a separation, a mechitzat ha-barzel that separates between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an iron partition. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always visible, attainable, and with us. I want to tell you, I looked in a number of different Nevi'im with different translations of different publishers to prepare this. This Nevi'ah is impossible to understand. And I'm going to quote, like, actually impossible to understand. The point of the Nevi'ah is that Yechezkel, the heavens open. He is on the banks of the river in Babylon, on the Har Kivar. Latihi alav sham yad Hashem. And the word of God came to Yechezkel ben Buzi the prophet in the land of Kastim over the river Kadar, and the Spirit of God rested upon him. And the heavens opened up, and he sees the goings on in heaven. There is a storm, there's fire, there's light, there's lightning, there's flashes. He sees Ofanim, heavenly beings, faces, wings, the Ofanim, the wheels moving, precision. He sees the Kisei HaKavod. He sees a human-like form. He sees a rainbow. It's really actually impossible to understand this. So the first thing I do when I prepare is I try and look through the Psukim of the Haftorah. The Psukim, if I don't understand some, I look in the English. So first I look at the Psukim, then I looked in the English. You could maybe understand some of the words, but we can't understand at all what's going on. So then I looked at some different commentary. The Art School Stone Edition, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, on the Haftorah says as follows: because of the spiritual depth and significance of this passage, Chazal did not permit it to be taught publicly. Even privately, it was taught only individually to the most highly qualified people. For this reason, the commentators have refrained from treating it in depth. That is from the Art School commentary to this Haftorah. I'm going to quote Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks. Rabbi Sacks says, the holiday of Shavuot celebrates God's miraculous and awe-inspiring revelation at Har Sinai. This Haftorah offers a fitting continuation of this theme by describing the incredible revelation of God's majesty to the prophet Yechezkel in exile in Bavel. The symbolism of the strange vision of God's chariot and the creatures bearing God's chariot has long been the subject of intense debate, and the sages taught that speculation about it should be reserved for only those with advanced wisdom and knowledge. But the wonder and amazement inspires is nonetheless fitting for the sacred day of Chag HaShavuot, along with the reminder that even through the midst of God's incomprehensibility, we can discern that we were created in His image. So the Art School commentary says that Chazal forbid teaching it in public, and even individuals who were the most qualified were the only ones who had access to it. Rabbi Sacks similarly says the sages taught speculation about it should be reserved for only those with advanced wisdom and knowledge. So I have chosen, and the 17, 18 minutes, Baruch Hashem, that we work together reflects an intense amount of time and preparation for each of these shiurim. After much preparation, I have chosen not to quote the psukim and not to give you any translation, because if Chazal say that it is reserved for only those with the most advanced wisdom and knowledge. And Chazal say it should not be taught publicly because a translation will only confuse us and diminish from the intense, exalted vision that Yechezkel saw of the infinite Ein Sof Kol Yachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Ma'aseh Merkava, then we are certainly not qualified to learn these psukim and hope that we could understand it. Everybody is, of course, welcome, whether you're going to be in shul and following the Torah inside or on your own time to open up the Torah. I told you where it is. You're welcome to look at the psukim, of course, and read the English. It's not understandable. What I want to tell you, fascinating, then I went to the Hirsch Haftorah. I've quoted from this before in our learning. My son actually is the one who told me, and I told him at the beginning of the year that I'm preparing the Haftorah for the Women's Initiative. So he told me there's something called the Hirsch Haftorah. So I went straight to the Judaica store, not that second, and I bought it. So it's translation and commentary of the Haftorah is following the interpretive method of Rav Shamshon Fall Hirsch by his eldest son, Dr. Mendel Hirsch. This is the most interesting. This is a very large sefer. It is over 700 pages long. It goes through, it's really the style of like Rav Hirsch on Chumash, Rav Hirsch on Tehillim, if you have any of his farim, where he goes to, let's say, a chapter of Tehillim. Okay, he goes through Pasuk by Pasuk. At the top of every page, there's the Pasuk. There's the translation according to Hirsch's interpretation. And then there's commentary of Rav Shamshon Fall Hirsch. Same thing for Chumash. Okay, this is fascinating. In 709 pages, the Haftorahs for every Parsha HaShavua, including the Haftorahs for all of the Yomim Tovim and Arba Parshiot, every Haftorah of the year. Listen to this. This is the only Haftorah in this Sefer that does not have English translation by the Pesukim. I've never seen this in Rav Shem Shavash. I Baruch Hashem and Zocha to benefit from the teachings of Rav Hirsch. I have Rav Hirsch on Mishlei. Baruch Hashem, I have Rav Hirsch Siddur. I have Rav Hirsch on Tehillim. I have Rav Hirsch on Chamisha Chumshei Torah. I'm trying to remember what else I have. And I teach and a quote from Rav Hirsch a lot. This is the only thing I've ever seen like this. This Sefer does not have an English translation of the Torah, and it's the only Torah in this Sefer that does not provide English to the reader. Listen to the commentary. The great prophetic vision of Yechezkel, described in the Haftorah, contains the deepest and most sublime view of God's management in nature and history. The knowledge of God is taught in the Torah, and the usage of the words employed by God in this Haftorah offers a key to understanding this chapter. Nevertheless, according to the words of our sages, on account of its profound depth, it is not suitable to translate this chapter for the general public. We have therefore refrained from doing so. And without explanation, a translation would be useless and only lead to misunderstanding. So I think the strongest point, the takeaway here is for us to recognize, you know, mortal beings can never understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. Ever, ever. And Matan Torah, the anthem of Kabbalah, Torah, the Sarasa Dibros, the whole nation saw, the whole nation heard, the whole nation experienced the revelation at Sinai, which is why we read this of Torah. It's another revelation of the heavens open. Reminds us that we are mortals on this earth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's workings and actions, so to speak, and choices, kavi'acha, and the way the world is run and the goings on in heaven are just simply beyond anything a human being can grasp. The Hirsch Haftorah says, one thing we learn from this very important, even in exile, remember, Yechezkel received this nevuah where? In Babel. Even in exile, far away from the soil of our homeland, on the bank of a foreign river, the heavens opened over the prophet, and he saw the appearance of God's glory. I'm going to read the first sentence again. Let's do that again. Even in exile, far away from the soil of our homeland, on the bank of a foreign river, the heavens opened over the prophet, and he saw the appearance of God's glory. What can we learn from this? From this, we in exile can learn how God is near to us wherever we are. So if you want to take home lesson, first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways are not fathomable to a mortal human being. I mean, if Chazal say we can't understand, so like, how far, how many generations are we away with the Reed HaDoros? And it shouldn't even be taught publicly because it is beyond the grasp of human reasoning. And that reminds us of when we see things in the world happening that we don't understand. That's because we don't understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu's ways, and it's impossible. The second lesson brought to us from the Hirsch of Torahs is that even in exile, even far away from the soil of our homeland, from this in exile we learn that God is near to us wherever we are. We can enjoy the blessing of God's proximity everywhere when we fulfill the Torah. We are not to allow ourselves to be led astray or to lose courage. This thought comes to greet us, we who are similarly still lingering far from the land of our destiny. And this is true, by the way, for all of us. I know Baruch Hashem Ashreichem, many of our listeners are in Eretz Yisrael, Kein Yirbu L'chol Yisrael, but it is still a galus. We're very much a galus. Ay Hashem Yirachem Aleinu. The Chayyum fighting for us on all borders. The enemies rising to destroy us from the four corners of the earth. The hatred of the Ummah Ha'olam and their desire to destroy Am Yisrael, Medina Yisrael. The Mashiach is not here yet. Maybe by the time you hear this of Torah, he's going to be here. Halavai, but he's not here yet. And we are all in Galus. What we have to remember is that though we are lingering far from the land of our destiny, whether that's geographically or metaphysically, we do not have a Beit HaMikdash. We do not have Jewish kings. We do not have absolute sovereignty. We're depending on 4 and 8. We're depending on opinions of the nations of the world. We witness since October 7th the horrific rise in anti-Semitism all over. We have to know, this has to give us chizuk, that God is near to us everywhere and anywhere when we fulfill his Torah. And after we have gathered at Sinai in spirit, meaning we read the Sirus HaDibros, after we gather at our Sinai in spirit on Chag HaShavuot, and on Chag Matan Torah, we have just read the chapter of God's revelation at our Sinai, we read the Maaser Merkava. Rav Hirsch does comment on the very last pasuk of the Haftorah, which is not from the Maaser Merkava. It is not from Perek Aleph. It's a pasuk that we say every day in our Shachris. Perek Gimel Pasuk Yid Beis of Yechezkel is the final pasuk for Ashkenazim and Sephardim of the Haftorah. Vatiseini Ruach. The Ashma Acharei Kol Ra'ash Gadol Baruch Kivod Hashem Mimkomo. Interestingly, even this pasuk in the Hirsch of Torahs is not translated. However, the translation of that is as follows, and it's something that we say every day. It's from Yechezkel. A spirit lifted me up, and I heard a great thunderous noise behind me. Blessed is the Lord's glory from its place. Hirsch of Torah says, this verse that is added to the conclusion of our Haftorah relates to the great outcome stated in the Nevuah of Yechezkel in the first chapter. Vatiseini ruach, the ashma acharai, a spirit lifted me up and I heard behind me. Quote, says the Hirsch Haftorah, this contains the most profound thoughts and concepts ever enunciated by a mortal. Contains the most profound thoughts and concepts ever enunciated by a mortal. Kavod Hashem is the revelation of God's glory. Latiseni ruach, a spirit lifted me, v'eshma, and I heard, acharai, after me, call, a voice, ra'ash godol, a great thunder, baruch, blessed. What is blessed? Kavod Hashem. Kavod Hashem is the revelation of God's glory. What is Baruch? It expresses the idea that the divine glory is to be evermore furthered and promoted so that the divine glory's realization of the divine glory becomes evermore perfected in the sphere of its relationship to mankind. There is a relationship of the Shekhinah to mankind. To the human eye, says Rav Hirsch, the heavenly world is regarded as the sphere of omnipotent God. The heavenly world is the realm where God's will is reality. The earth is human. It is the realm of passions and wrongdoings. Up above, we think, is the law of God. Here below is man's uncertain ways. Up above is peace. Here there is eternal war. There is harmony. Here there is discord. This is not correct, but this is what the world thinks. The world believes there is no place on earth for God's kingdom of peace until the time in the most distant goals of Messiah will be reached. In contrast, the Navi tells us, if we raise ourselves above the earth, Vatzaseni Ruach, let the Spirit of God raise you above the earth, just like Yechezkel was raised by the Spirit of God, we would hear, not from the heights of heaven, but from behind us, the Ashma Acharai. Now, we wouldn't hear from another world. We would hear from right behind us. Out of the depths of this world, out of all the storms and turmoil of the earth, Ra'ash Gadol, we would hear the cry, Baruch Kivar Hashem Mimkomo. The revelation of the glory of God is promoted everywhere on earth. What we see with our myopic vision are only fractions and pieces. Were one to look at the whole, the totality, he would see all the fractions that we see in this earth are struggling to attain one whole. All discord we witness is striving for harmony. All evil is leading towards its own destruction. All wars will bring about everlasting peace. This way of looking at the world constitutes the boldest, the most daring optimism. But it is rooted in rock-like confidence in God's direction of the world. And that rock-like confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu directs our world is gained only through Torah. What otherwise may appear as a beautiful dream, through the lens of Torah, attains a certainty of the surest reality. Concludes the Hirsch HaFtorahs, we deeply revere the wisdom of this passage from the words of the prophet that we read on the festival of divine revelation at Sinai. It could not offer us a loftier teaching or one more richer in content or more promising for our future salvation. And the last sentence, what is announced here is the victory of the Torah. My own thought was, this Nevuah is so not understandable. That was my, I looked to four different Sfarim of the text with translation until the fourth one was the Hirsch. And then I said, wow, it's not even translated here. And I realized that the approach to this Haftorah is not to teach the Pesukim with translation. Chazal warned us against that. But like we just learned, we can derive lessons from this passage in Yechezkel. And again, anyone who wants to see the Pesukim with the translation, please go ahead, open up. But keep in mind what Chazal cautioned us and don't expect to understand it. But I was thinking of another lesson. Finally, I want to conclude with this. And that is, we look at Torah and we think we could understand it, right? Bereishis Bara Elokim, Esa Shemayim V'Esa Aretz. I know what that means. I don't know. Ayashkim Avram Baboka 1927. Almakom Asher Mad Sham Espinay Hashem. Vayetze Yitzchak Lesuach Basada Lifnos Erev. Anocha Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzitzicha Meretz Mitzrayim Bibeis Avadim. Zachor Yisrael Mashabes Akadisho. We look at Torah and we think, yeah, we understand Torah. Rav Shimshon Pinkus brings down in one of his Sfarim on Sha'arim B'Tfila that the greatest nes in the world is that a human being, a Jew, can understand Torah. Because he says Torah is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. How is it possible for a mortal to understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu? We can't understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem gives us a certain koach to understand Torah. But I think the Haftorah comes to teach us something else. We are only touching upon a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of the tip of the iceberg of what is the Torah Kedosha. It is so omek min hayam, so much deeper than the sea. It is so much vaster than the heavens. We on our level, of course, it was gifted to us as a guidebook, hora'ah, our instruction book to help us live in this world, to fulfill the Torah mitzvahs. But what we have to understand is that the deepest secrets of Torah are far beyond what we can grasp because they relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who runs the world. And we believe and we know that even though we cannot understand, there, Baruch Hashem, is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's watching over us, who's running the world, who's overseeing all, who gives us the Torah anew every year, and who gives us the capacity on our level as mortals to love Torah, to live Torah, to learn Torah, to be inspired, to re-accept it once again, this Chag HaShavuot, Zman Maton Torah Seinu. I wish everybody a beautiful Chag Shavuot Sameach. Thank you so much, Kol Tov, and Be'ezrat Hashem, have a wonderful Shavuot and Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.